Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. In Matthew chapter 12, there's a story about how Jesus heals a fella on the Sabbath day. I can remember growing up, and my dad would, if we were on the way to church or even on that afternoon, he might see somebody cutting their grass on Sunday, and it would totally flip his lid. I mean, Dad would go crazy about why would somebody on the Sabbath day be cutting the grass? Well, we never stopped to know what the real story was, but I got the gist that the Sabbath was to be kept holy, that work wasn't designed on the Sabbath. I remember when restaurants first started opening on Sundays and thought it was scandalous that the only thing that really were open on Sundays were pharmacies. Well, Jesus has this opportunity where he comes to Jerusalem and he heads to the synagogue. And in the synagogue, he notices a fellow with a deformed hand. Now, the Pharisees are watching everything he's doing, so they ask Jesus this question. Does the law, now remember, the law is what they've been interpreting. They are like the law police. They're the ones who have placed literally more than 600 rules on top of the Jews. They have made it so no person on the planet would have any hope of obeying all these laws. And so there was a defeatist process along the way, but they were the only law that people had. So the Pharisees asked Jesus, does the law permit a person to work on and by healing on the Sabbath? Does the law permit a person to work by healing on the Sabbath? And in parenthesis, the scripture says they were hoping he would say yes so they could bring charges against him. They're plotting on how to kill Jesus, how to get rid of him. And so they're asking this question, trying to trick him. Hey, Jesus, according to the law, can you heal somebody on the Sabbath, especially here at the synagogue? And in verse 11, Jesus says, if you had a sheep that fell into a well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you work to pull it out? Well, of course you would. And how much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Yes, the law permits a person to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, hold out your hand. So the man held out his hand, and it was restored just like the other one. Then the Pharisees called a meeting to plot how to kill Jesus. Can you imagine that there would be a law that would say on Sundays that you couldn't share Christ with somebody, that you couldn't do good to assist someone, that you couldn't step next door and help your neighbor? Oh, friend, listen, so many of these laws and so many of these rules, Jesus came and literally erased them off the whiteboard of history and gave us a picture and an understanding that the Sabbath was about worshiping him, that action of trusting in him, that action of walking and being a part of his family, this is what matters most. If Jesus cares that much about a sheep, how much more does he care for us? Which, by the way, is why he is the good shepherd and we are the sheep throughout all the Psalms and scripture. Friend, the great shepherd, the good shepherd, the awesome shepherd, Jesus himself says, do good and don't grow weary in doing good. And if it's on the Sabbath, do good. I believe this is Jesus once again and over making the point that what he teaches is a matter of the heart. Do you want to do good, or are you simply doing a different version of work? My friend, today, we all need a Sabbath, and we need a Sabbath break. I invite you to make sure that you pick a day this weekend where you just honor Sabbath, where you are not stressed and you're not anxious and you're not overrun with amount of work, but you really do set aside some time to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.